another drive down the middle on Jody Jenkins, the Golf Guy.
Jody Jenkins, the Golf Guy, all part of the Golf Radio Network, and we thank you for locking it in. Just to let you know, in the next few weeks, we will keep you posted on our website and also on the show of when we will be broadcasting live from a Boston Pizza location near you, and we are anticipating a great show on June 14th. Of course, all part of the U.S. Open weekend. Once again, check out our website, jjthegolfguy.com, for more details. Our guest, Tim O'Connor, he represents such companies as Clublink and Nike Golf and so much more, and we will get into some of those details shortly. But let's stick with Nike Golf. Tim, the first question before we get into the impact Nike has had on the world of golf, a little bit of a controversy, somewhat, some people would say hot water with a non-conforming club. What can you tell us about that whole situation?
It was about a month ago that the USGA informed Nike Golf that its Sumo Squared driver, some of them may be non-conforming, and what that means is the USGA has a standard for amount that a club, how hot the club face can be. That is how far, how fast a ball could trampoline off of there. And USGA testing noted that some of these driver faces were too hot, and thus they didn't conform to the USGA standards. And just for background, in Canada we follow the same rules as the USGA, so thus a club that's non-conforming in the U.S. also is non-conforming here. So anyways, what this Nike found that indeed this was the case, and it was, they tracked it down to a manufacturing error in the Far East where the clubs are manufactured. So what Nike has instituted basically an exchange program where people could go back to where they bought the club with proof of purchase, and they can get a full refund for the club, or they could exchange their Sumo Squared for the sister club, which is just a Sumo and a fairway wood, or you could do nothing at all. And in fact, most people are opting for the latter. There's been hardly anything in terms of returns or ask for refunds at all for this club. So it's a little bit surprising, maybe not in terms of, in fact, the minority of golfers keep a handicap or play in tournaments, you know, which they have to follow the strict rules of golf. So pretty interesting, but it turned out to be really kind of not much has come out of it, really.
Now, did any professionals have any of these non-conforming clubs in their bag that you're aware of?
Absolutely no golfers on Nike's tour staff had any clubs that could be ruled non-conforming. All of those clubs are tested before they go in the bag of a professional, so there's no risk at all of a Nike golf staff player having non-conforming clubs. In fact, KJ Choi won with the at the Chrysler Championship in the fall with the Sumo Squared, and as I said, those are all tested and cleared before they ever go into the player's bag.
Tim O'Connor joining us on the program, and right now we are discussing Nike Golf. And let's stay with the Sumo Squared club. Of course, the square driver head technology. What's the response been?
Oh, it's been really good. As you can imagine, with Nike's marketing power, but also their increased reputation for innovation, there's been a lot of interest in this club because, well, you know, it's a square club head. So it looks pretty different, and it certainly sounds different. It's got a certainly distinguishable sound. But the technology is really what it's all about in terms of the increased moment of inertia. And what that means is that with the square club head, they're able to move more weight to the perimeter of the club and increase the moment of inertia. And really, that's just a fancy phrase saying that it's more resistant to twisting. So while you may not catch it absolutely square, you know, dead in the sweet spot, you know, get it out in the toe, a little bit of heel or lower, high in the club face, you're still going to get, you know, a lot out of that club in terms of distance and accuracy that you wouldn't get. So that's the big thing about the Sumo Squared. And what's interesting is that it was thought that more of the really good players would go with the Sumo driver, which is more traditional looking. But a lot of good players are also picking up the Sumo Squared because, well, heck, straight's pretty good in any language.
Absolutely. Tim O'Connor, our guest, and we thank him for joining us on the show. He's always been a great guest. And, Tim, let's talk a little bit about Nike on the tour itself. Of course, very prevalent with Tiger Woods, but you guys have a lot of other big names out there as well. Stuart Sink, you've got Stephen Ames, you've got Rory Sabatini, and these guys are all players that seem to certainly make their way up a leaderboard each and every tournament.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Nike has really jumped into the in only 5 years, Nike has jumped into with the big boys in the game, such as Callaway and Acushnet, TaylorMade. Nike has only been making clubs for 5 years. And already it's jumped up with that. I mean, there used to be a perception among a lot of traditional people in golf that Nike was just this behemoth, infinitely deep pockets and marketing might. But Nike has shown that it is a player. I mean, you've got Tiger Woods, the best player in the world. He uses Nike clubs and the ball, and that makes its own statement. And players like Stephen Ames having a really good year this year with the swing changes he made. And, in the Masters there, you had Chad Campbell was in contention there. at a slew of other players, at Trevor Immelman at the beginning. So it was a really good – just the prevalence of more Nike players on the tour contending week in, week out, shows you that these clubs are for real.
Tim O'Connor is our guest. We're going to take another commercial break. When we return, more golf issues discussed with Tim, including a return to New Orleans for the PGA Tour as they head back to the newly restored TPC Louisiana. It certainly will be an emotional weekend for the guys on the PGA. It's all coming up. Jody Jenkins, the Golf Guy, on the Golf Radio Network.
Pinnacle Music Studios is Southeastern Ontario's authorized Yamaha piano dealer. We carry the finest crafted instruments from digital pianos to the world-renowned Yamaha grand pianos. So whether you're a concert-level artist needing a large grand piano or a beginner just starting out, we have a Yamaha instrument to meet your needs and your budget. With over a century of piano manufacturing experience and innovation, Yamaha pianos are the premier choice of concert venues, music schools, professional musicians, and music enthusiasts around the world. Play a Yamaha today at Pinnacle Music Studios, downtown Belleville.
Take a listen to this line from MicroAge President Tom Fleming. When you deal with MicroAge, we take all the worry and problems out of your computer systems. Isn't that a relief? I mean, let's be honest. Sometimes dealing with computers can be frustrating work, but not when you put it in the hands of MicroAge. They cover it all, from computer sales to IT consulting, right through to project management. Their approach is to deal with you and meet your exact needs. They want you to succeed, and they will use their energy and talent to make sure you get there. MicroAge has been in business since 1984, specializing in bringing IT solutions to the business community with the best and accredited professionals in the region. MicroAge in Belleville and Kingston. Computer solutions have never been so clear.
Brent has a hard time with anything that isn't sports.
What's the score? I can't tell. Who's winning?
Brent, it's Shakespeare in the Park. Nobody wins.
You got that right.
That's why Brent likes it at Boston Pizza. Because he can relax, watch whatever game, and always get exactly what's going on. Unlike some other places.
Offside! Totally offside!
The word is objection, Mr. Hawes.
Right, objection. What'd I say?
Boston Pizza. You're among friends.